Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
FedEx has announced a $25 million NIL investment in Memphis that will fund $5 million in NIL contracts over each of the next 5 years in key sports. For those who don't know, the Memphis Tigers have been fighting for years to try to get into a Power 5 conference. Things that have held them back have been horrendous athletic directors, historically, one by the name of R.C. Johnson, who said that Memphis football should be able to recruit because they have a nice airport. I kid you not, he once said that. But this is the first of its kind with a corporation directly tying itself to a university. So I want to talk about this in a couple of ways. But John, I guess we should start with, how much of a trend is this? Is this going to become a new thing where major corporations will just start a partnership with the university, or do you think this is unique to the U of M?
It's hard to say at this juncture. I mean, we have there are big money boosters tied to various schools who also own corporations. So, that's possible. It was just interesting the way it came about, I thought. It struck me because we don't think of Memphis as an elite football program. And so I think it was very significant for Memphis, and I think it helps. It has a lot to overcome facilities, certainly, in Power 5 leagues and getting in the Big 12. But I mean, that helps to me. I think as we get further and further in this era, when you can say, yeah, our stadium only seats 35,000 people, but we can spend $30 million a year in NIL. Well, I don't know how much you care about. They can be competitive. It doesn't matter about this so much about the size of the stadium. So, I think it's significant. How much will it still? $5 million a year is not a lot. And you're spreading that around to various programs. I've kind of heard always since it started, $25 to $30 million a year in NIL money for football. That's what it's going to take to fund a championship program. And I don't think Memphis can do that. Not all SEC schools can do it either. A lot of schools can't do it, but there's some that can, and those are the schools that will have the NIL capability of competing for championships.
Here is where I agree, and here's where you won't see this at other schools, because the U of M is very desperate to try to get to that Power 5 level, so they're willing to make this deal. I think Tennessee has isn't it the Dish Network guy, Pilot? You know, Tennessee has a few major corporations for people with boosters who support Tennessee. The problem with making an agreement like this is you've essentially turned the fate of your program over to a corporation that wants to do whatever it wants to do with itself. And I mean, could you imagine, just to throw a name out, I pick on him a lot, but could you imagine if Tennessee did that and let Jimmy Haslam, you know, have this NIL sponsorship, Jimmy Haslam would effectively be the owner of Tennessee and talk about how bad the program could get at that point. I think that's the dangerous part. You don't want to turn over. You haven't, your whole program is at that point dependent on the generosity of a corporation, one corporation.
Yeah, it's you have to feel pretty good about the core leadership of the corporation, but you mentioned desperation with Memphis wanting to be in a Power Five conference. So you're going to do what it takes to get there. Then maybe you have to strike another deal, or then maybe you have to deal with different things and change things up. But getting there, I mean, I was a columnist in Jacksonville, Florida, before there were the Jaguars. And the city was obsessed with an NFL franchise, obsessed with it for many, many years. And it finally got one. But you talk about desperate, it would pretty much have done anything the NFL would have asked. So getting there is the goal. Worry about staying there later, or what the one loss record is, or how it all plays out. that would be secondary at this point, because getting there is a goal.
Yeah, that's kind of the philosophy, isn't it? Because, and you probably remember this, a lot of people don't, but Memphis was parallels with Louisville and Cincinnati back in the day. And sure, Louisville and Cincinnati did everything they could to get into Power Five leagues, and were making those moves in, as early as, what, 1990 with Louisville.
I think, too, I wonder with Memphis, because Memphis has such a great tradition in college basketball. And I remember covering, other than Rupp Arena, I think the best atmosphere regular season basketball I've ever seen was there in Memphis when Tennessee played there, and Bruce Pearl's team. Yeah, that was just an unbelievable atmosphere. It was really like a Final Four game. And the atmosphere was. So, yeah, just a great setting. So I wonder, you said this is going to be all sports. So I wonder how much of that money is going into basketball. Because really, when we talk about Power Five leagues and we talk about, you know, network deals and all, pretty much talking about football. And if I'm Memphis with its tradition in basketball, I wonder how much of that money would go to the basketball program.
Well, that's actually so back when the R.C. Johnson days, it would have all gone to basketball. I'm sure you remember when Larry Finch coached Memphis, he kind of set a standard where you don't really have to, you don't have to put too much into the basketball program, because you can just wake up and get a top 10 class with Memphis kids a lot of times, from there.
Sure.
So the new athletic department directors over the past 10 years have been focusing more on football, which was another area where I was going.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Memphis is never going to be on Tennessee's level, guys, in football. Ever, ever. It's not happening. It will never happen. However, part of Tennessee's success over the years has been plucking two or three elite players out of the West Tennessee area. And, you know, the 98 team, obviously Al Wilson was from Jackson, but Cedric Wilson was right out of Memphis. And, you know, one or two players like that. John, if Memphis were to get Power Five tier, would that be a concern for Tennessee, who does want to pluck the your Amari Thomases out of Memphis every now and then? People like that.
I don't think it is a great concern, because in this era with NIL, I just think it's all about the money. I really do. I think you're competing with everybody. And if you have a really vibrant NIL program, you're going to be successful. It doesn't matter where you are. I mean, if Memphis can outbid Tennessee, if there's an elite quarterback in Memphis, a five-star quarterback, if Memphis has the NIL resources, that could matter. But I don't know, and it might help some to be in a Big 12. Sure. Yeah, it could help some. But I don't see Memphis being able to compete with Tennessee long-term NIL-wise. I just don't.
Well, what if it's a situation of Tennessee wants this kid out of Memphis, but, you know, they're putting all their NIL money elsewhere because they're trying to build a title team. So they may not, Memphis might say, oh, we're going to go all in on this one, keeping this one kid in Memphis, whereas Tennessee is not going to go all in.
Yeah. Well, then, yeah, it could be a factor. Because
right,
but Memphis would need that edge of being in a Power Five conference. So then combine that it's going all in money wise, and then it also is in the Big 12 now. That would be a plus. So yeah, it could be a factor in that case. But I just don't think now with NIL, I mean, you see it especially with transfers. Going after elite transfers, do you think geography matters much to any of these guys? Are they just so focused on the money now? That's the feeling I get, that they're so focused on the money, and maybe to their detriment. Maybe they should consider other factors more, but I just think it's about the money now.
I think if there's competitive offers across the board, like I'll just, you know, John, I know you're from Louisiana. I don't think LSU's ever going to fall behind because of NIL. Now, LSU's actually pretty good in the NIL market, but I'm saying I don't think they would ever fall behind, because I feel like even in this era, I feel like so many elite kids from Louisiana want to stay in Louisiana and play football for LSU. And I still think LSU could hire Ed Orgeron and go win a national championship because he woke up one day and got a number one recruiting class of Louisiana kids.
Yeah, that helps. But also, and you did say this, LSU's right near the top of the heap in NIL money in pretty much every sport. So you combine the two. If the money's all equal, then why not stay close to home if you're happy where you live? Some kids do want to get away, experience something different. They want to get away from their home environment. But you're right now. It didn't used to be the case. LSU didn't used to always corner. It used to struggle in New Orleans, and New Orleans produced some really good football players, and LSU didn't always get them. But ever since Nick Saban went there, that kind of changed things, and it stayed that way, where you see, and you can put together a team like Ed Orgeron had, where you have two probably future pro Hall of Fame wide receivers and a quarterback all on the same depth chart.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. It's funny. I did my breakdown of Nick Saban. I think what helped Nick Saban was right before he got there, Mark Emmert became president of LSU. And I guess Mark Emmert was one who just decided maybe we should put just a little bit into the program and make it be good.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.